This is WDBR's Morning Drive. Bill Sturgeon, I'm your host. We had another kerfuffle, but we got thank you to Christina Wynn. We've got it corrected. with us today is Christina Wynn. She is the interim director of vice president of finance. And Chris DeGray, he's the BCC facilities manager. And folks, I just want to tell you a couple of quick things. What's going on at BCC, every part of it is an enhancement to the overall campus. Really and truly, while the education was always great there, people were always doing what they should be doing. People were, so many of us, our careers were based at BCC. But like all of us, it got old. And now they're putting a lot of money and a lot of effort, thanks to a lot of people in government and outside, to make it BCC. Chris has got a gazillion projects going on, and we'll go back and have him cover some of those. Christina, thank you for that. I don't know what happened. But anyhow.
It's okay. I thought maybe I was missing something.
No.
Recording button. And no. You know what? I mean, I get to hear Chris talk all the time, so I'm thrilled that he will be able to go through those projects again.
But where did a lot of this money come from? It came from the common, right from the local politicians and the Commonwealth. These are massive projects.
They are. Yes. And we, as Chris has said, and he will continue, we have such great partners in DCAM at the state level. So much of the funding that we get to support the work that we do is through the state of Massachusetts.
Right. And so much of it, Chris, just a kind of a 30,000 foot overview. You have the thank you for, not that I ever worked out very hard in the gym. In fact, they told me one time when I was standing on a treadmill, I should have turned it on. But there you go. But it's air conditioned now. For people who know that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christina, if you're an alum of BCC, you get a special rate. Is that still in effect?
I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah. It's quite a facility. I mean, oh. From the treadmills and the ellipticals that we have an incredible Olympic weightlifting, a couple of platforms actually, and those get a lot of usage. Those types of equipment are just not found elsewhere right. In the Berkshire. So a lot of people who are into that level of weightlifting are coming down to our facility to use it.
And I have to tell you too, folks, that part of everything you see at BCC transpiring will be, when do you think it'll all, and this is an awful question, Chris, because I know it's not dependent on you. When do you think all of it will be kind of come to a close or be completed?
So it's no surprise to say that there's a lot of issues with industry lead times for plumbing, yes. Electrical, HVAC. Our biggest challenge is all the components for our electrical switchgear, which will upgrade all of our buildings, allow for generators down the road and for bigger equipment like, you know, our maker space or new state-of-the-art printers. Those won't be on site until November. And that will be a behind-the-scenes thing, but those have been on back order for 2 years. The rest of the campus, really where we are with several of our projects, including our big quad renovation, we expect before November because, you know, the quad's going to need some plantings and grass, and right. We need to make sure that they're going to thrive in a little bit of time we have left before winter. So we're on an aggressive timeline to get all of those things taken care of well before Thanksgiving.
Wow, that is an amazing feat you guys are doing. It really is. Just thinking about all of it happening, and you kind of juggle all these balls with from the gym to the quad to, I mean, but, you know, and again, I think it's funded because the state and the people really know the good job BCC does. And I mean that, you know, I said in one earlier show, in a way, and Christina, you've been there for how long? You've been there for a while.
I mean, I lost count after 13 years, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but BCC has always been what I call on the cutting edge. They've seen where there's a need for a certificate program, or they've seen where there's a need for more help in the healthcare field, allied healthcare field, cannabis field. And you create a program. You know, I just had Jean on about her science program, which is, to me, it's an amazing feat. Did we lose your sound? You're muted.
Yes, you did lose my sound, but that was intentional. I didn't ask Chris in advance if I could do this, but we have a couple of pictures that he's taken of our campus. You showed them at a recent all-campus event, and I was wondering, Chris, if you wouldn't mind if I shared them and you talked just a little bit about what's going on in those photos, because I think that, you know, they tell the story in a way that our words just won't.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you give me the ability to share, Bill?
Sure. Like, I know what I'm doing. share screen. There you go.
We're flying by the seat of our
there plane. We go. There's share, and I lost you. Do you have it? Share screen?
No, you're sharing your screen. I want to share mine. You have to give me the rights.
All right. Let me get back to where we're supposed to be.
This is how the sausage is made, folks.
Yeah, boy, you got that right. And you're dealing with somebody who, even though he does a lot of Zoom, it's pretty standard Zoom. Let me go back to this down here. Let's see if that'll. No, that ain't doing it either. Let me see up here. Share screen.
You want to say stop share?
One participant can share at a time. No, multiple participants. You want that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that now? Share.
I don't think I have the ability to do that.
Okay. Well, I'll try it again. Let me try one more time. Share screen. Basic event. No, I don't need a tutorial. Advanced share screen options. One participant can share at a time. Let's try that. Switch to a single yes. How's that one work?
Let me see if I can do it now. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I can see everybody's screen.
This is what did you call this, Chris? What is the acronym you use?
NSP, short for non-sexy projects.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're not flash, they're not glittery, but they are necessary for the day-to-day functions of the facility. And I think overall, and actually today is my 2-year anniversary at BCC. Prior, I was a facilities director for another state facility, Westfield State University. So I come with a lot of experience, of experience working with DCAM. And what I've seen in my time here is we always talk about accessibility for the students and programs and what's going to excite them and get them to want to come here. And I think in my time, I've had a great team that's asked, how can we physically make it accessible from ADA upgrades to compliance. So pictures we're seeing here is we had failed fuel tanks for over a year and a half that didn't allow us to fuel up any of our campus vehicles, vans, things like that. So we took everything out. We worked with the EPA. We had no issues with the whole project. And in a matter of about 6 weeks, we were able to install new energy efficient gas pumps for all of our campus vehicles, which is going to help us. And we're also going to be a partner with them soon in a leading by example, where we're going to be working towards moving towards more energy efficient and hybrid vehicles as well. But there certainly is a need for some of these fossil fuels. So the Patterson fuel pump replacement was definitely a very necessary project.
Cool. Yeah. You're right. They're not glitzy, but they're certainly operationally sound.
I don't know. I think that this picture with the pump is pretty glitzy looking.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Rich. Well, I'm not going to argue with it. No, but, these are things that time takes its toll on. When you think of it, like in the buildings, the thousands of people who've been through those buildings over the years. I mean, you know, once again, thanks, Tom Wachowski, for your vision and your ability to bring BCC to Pittsfield.
And in a case like that, you do want amenities such as HVAC for people, you know, working out in the gym. It certainly is a good amenity. And like our campus community partners with the Y Kids, and if there's rainy days and they need to be indoors, you want things that are going to make sense, that are going to create accommodations, but also make people want to come to our campus. We host quite a few events down there. We just had a football jamboree with over 1,000 participants, a soccer jamboree. We have college fairs that occur there year round. So we certainly want to attract them. And while we're here, we want to take the opportunity to showcase our great campus.
And you know what it also does, Chris and Christina, it is living proof that BCC is constantly not only academically keeping up to speed, but the physical plant and roads and everything. It's BCC. It's the essence of BCC. This is cool.
That's a sock. Right, Chris? That's
the air conditioning sock. There's one on each side, the gym side and the basketball court side, and that provides air conditioning for the entire gym area.
Those things underneath it, Chris? Are those like equipment?
Yes, that's all the air handling equipment that pulls the air from the outside and converts it. We also, you know, we weren't unaffected by COVID. This was our pool, which wasn't open for 3 years, and it's looking a little under the weather. So this was as we drained it. And of course, this was in the summertime. we had some issues getting vendors out here, and we took it upon ourselves to clean it, to make sure that it met all public health and safety codes before we use it for the summer. And this was a final product with the help of our facilities department, the Patterson crew, and just another collaborative kind of putting it on our backs and taking care of it internally.
And
it was a beautiful pool, and it was a great summer to use it.
Oh yeah. It is and you know, I told this in another one of the interviews, in the military, they have, and Chris, it sounds like you certainly use this over this construction stuff. When you're up against an obstacle, you improvise and overcome. And just what you just said to me, kudos to you and your team for cleaning the pool, because you're right. Getting anything done today, they're like, I don't want to say exactly what, but people are quoting me January or February. So, just not to get off this, but you can leave this. This is really cool. I love those pavers. Oh, those are nice.
Well, these are coming up, so I hope you don't. I hope you don't get too attached to that.
Yeah, those have been removed. And if you advance a couple of pictures, those are gone. And we're actually pouring a new concrete floor tomorrow as a subfloor. Oh. And then we're going to be putting decorative tile down. And we've already painted the ceilings. And a brand new ticket booth is coming to the Boland Theater lobby.
You are cutting them up.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they've been there a long time. I wish I'd have known that. I've been out and got a few for my front yard. But, hey, gotta cut corners when you're retired, kid. So listen, let me ask Christina. These are wonderful, beautiful. You and I have seen this evolution. You know, for new people that are just going there, they have done everything, in my opinion, humanly possible to make this an inviting learning environment, inviting and comfortable learning environment. And kudos to all the people who designed this and thought it through. And I have to take just a minute, and she's going to get very, very mad at me, but that's okay, because she's probably been mad at me before. Christina Wynn, along with others, launched something that every college should be looking at starting today. And I refer to it, and I guess now some others do, is one-stop shopping. And when you go to Berkshire Community College, you do not get run all over the merry-go-round. You really and truly don't. You go in, and you're greeted. You sit down with a person. You tell them your hopes, your dreams, your shortcomings, whatever. And from that moment on, you become part of the BCC community. And that's our middle name, Berkshire Community College. And you notice I said our, because I'm still part of that community. I'm an alum from there, and I am extremely proud of that. They may not be, but
We are very proud to count you as an alum. In fact, whenever any of us are talking out in the community, who's a proud graduate of Berkshire Community College? Who might you know? We always say Bill Sturgeon.
Well, thank you very much. And I could never give back what they gave to me. No, that's true. I mean, as you know, I've traveled the world and I had a wonderful career. But I mean, looking at some of these renderings, you know, I have to say this, Chris, you probably know this, but you've been there now for a couple of years. When I went to BCC, it was stark. We couldn't put anything on the walls. They were, I call the early prison gray, the walls. You guys have just brought life to this place in comfort, in warmth, I guess. You probably can tell I'm not an interior designer.
Well, and neither are Chris and I, and I think that we both would feel we're compelled to give the credit to President Kennedy. You know, she really has had a vision for the campus, and during her tenure, we've seen just millions and millions of dollars put into the infrastructure on our campus and the facilities so that they really are cutting edge, state of the art, and they show the community that we have here in terms of academic rigor and high quality education. And so I think every single day we strive to be a little bit better. Sometimes that progress takes a long time, as it did with the one stop, as you mentioned, but it's really worth it.
Yeah. And Christina, you're so right. And I think that it gets the approval and the funding and all the, you know, the bureaucratic hoops you have to go through, because President Kennedy is so well respected across the state and across education. So these are great, great shots. Boy, yeah. So
yeah, this is the lobby in the Bowling Theater, as Chris said. It's the box office. What will get a bit of a facelift, and that should be happening in the next couple of weeks. This is another one of those, how did you put
very
it?
Nice.
Non-sexy projects. Yeah.
So this is some of our underground sanitary lines that were near a state of failure. You certainly want to plan ahead for that.
As opposed
to they stop working and we have to shut down a campus or if it happens during the winter. So we've replaced all the stormwater lines and sanitary lines right up until they connect to the city throughout the entire campus. It's kind of part of why our quad was dug up, which we took the opportunity to restore our quad. And when it's completed next month, it will be fully ADA accessible. We're doing some underground electrical work. We're just really all the things that are going to keep the day-to-day operations, as well as taking the opportunity to upgrade any and all accessibility that we can for all of our faculty, staff, students, and visitors on campus.
Wow, this is some amazing, amazing shots, Chris, really. Kudos to you, man. But, you know, I've had a few projects in my career, and sometimes they keep you up at night, but this is beautiful. And again, to the people who are considering going to BCC, here's what you have to do. We are a week behind. Please call and make an appointment. Go out there and see somebody. It's 413-499-4660. They'll be there for you. Christina Nguyen and a bunch of people have made this one-stop shopping place. I just think back when I was there, God, I wish we had it, because we were up and down, or this one's out to lunch. And we were all working, so we had to run out to do stuff, you know, on lunch hours or whatever. So this is just an amazing thing. Christina, I have to ask you one question, too. Financial aid, now that BCC has a great financial aid team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and so much so that I'm going to stop sharing for a minute. If you're interested in going to college, whether it's BCC or Williams, MCLA, Westfield, our financial aid team is more than happy to sit down with folks and let them know what they need to do, what forms they need, how to fill out the FAFSA, because it can be really complicated if you've not done that before. I was first in my family to go to school, so my parents didn't know how to fill out the FAFSA, so I get it. And our team is ready, willing, and able to sit with just about anybody. They can oftentimes bring in their family members, friends, other support system, and help them kind of go through it, because it's really daunting.
It is daunting. And the other thing is that I would like, Christina, there is a wonderful program started by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for if you're over 25 and you don't have a college degree.
Yeah.
Christina, that to me is a gift.
Yeah, so that's a gift from our new administration and Governor Healy and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, who was just on our campus last week visiting.
Yeah, I saw that.
We had a nice visit with the Lieutenant Governor. And we actually, during that tour, ran into a couple of students who were taking advantage of Mass Reconnect, which, as you said, Bill, is a nice opportunity for folks who are here in the state of Massachusetts who don't already have a college degree, who can go for free. And the really nice part about it is that oftentimes you see free community college available for students who are full-time, and that's not the case with Mass Reconnect. So if you are interested in taking 6 credits, which is essentially 2 college courses, you can get that paid for. So it'll take a little bit longer, but it allows a working professional to start by starting and to have tuition and fees and supplies built in. So the state of Massachusetts has been very generous in looking at the adult learner population here in the Commonwealth and really putting its money where its mouth is.
And I would also say this before I have to let you go is this. It's not just for working professionals, in my opinion. It's for the mom whose kids are in college now and they want to finish BCC. I know several folks in my era, and younger, who started and got married, had a baby, dropped out. I always tell this story. Lady was 52 years old, went back to BCC. That's what happened. She got married. She had kids. She could blah, blah. Not a problem. She went back to BCC, and there she is. Here's what she told me, which warms my heart. She said, "Bill, I took my first English comp test." I said, "How'd you do?" "I got B+. Can you believe that?" That's all she needed for that shot in the arm to get going. Thank you, Christina, for your help with the filming, video recording.
My pleasure, Bill. I'm here for you.
Oh, I know you are. And please say hi to Mike and the baby. I will be sending pictures. Just tell me when you've had enough. Chris, best of luck, dude.
Thank you.
I mean that. And if ever, you want to get, like parking or whatever, just let me know a couple days in advance and I'll read it in the announcements on the show.
Perfect.
Christina, same with you. Anything coming down that you want to get out to the public, let me know.
You're very good to us, Bill. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with so many of us here at BCC and having BCC Week every year. It's really wonderful to have such a champion in the community.
All I will say is I could never, ever pay back what they've done for me. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for everything.
Take care.
Good luck.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. How's things going? You guys are doing a lot of really powerful stuff.
No, thank you. Yeah, we are. We're excited. We're excited. It's one of those things where it's really good to walk and then to start running, right? We want to hit some singles, not swing for the fences right away. Make sure we can be consistent and deliver quality training and education for our Berkshire residents. So,
well, and really and truly, Maureen, it's so needed. I'm just doing some other work on another thing, and there are so many people stuck in the 70s and 80s for managerial skills and training, and it's pulling them out is not easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think you hit on something really important. We tend to point fingers at the entry-level worker, right, as the problem. They don't show up. They don't know what professional etiquette is like. And I think it would be really helpful for supervisors, right, to have some training as well, right, on what is this new workforce like, right? How can they help support an environment that might be needed in terms of being flexible, right, to meet residents, even basic needs, right? So, but that's real different. And also, you know, their supervisors need to understand that this landscape is different. And so, so helping supervisors as well as people who are coming in who are unemployed or underemployed receive training and then move into jobs, I think that is really helpful. It also really helps these entry-level individuals, people moving into positions, understand a career path, right? We want to keep them in the Berkshires, right? We want to provide incentives for them to stay. And sometimes people point, well, you can be a president someday, or you could be a vice president someday. That doesn't really resonate as much with someone coming in, right? They need to see someone who's just a few years ahead of them. And so,
you're exactly right. Just an FYI, Maureen, your face is frozen up. But your voice is coming through. So you're right. And you know, I think another part of it is a first line supervisor or as a manager of first line you need to be grooming. I see people today take just assume, what's the better word, that everybody knows how to act appropriately in the workplace. And sometimes that isn't always happening.
Agreed. 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 I think, I think that that's, you know, why we might be seeing a lot of attrition, right? So, you know, really turning our attention to providing people with training, supports, peer support too, I think is really important. So,
you're back. You're back.
Good. You're back. I could see you the whole time, so sorry about that.
That's scary in and of itself, but but you know, what do you find in you're on the ground, your boots on the ground.
Yep.
What are you finding are the biggest challenges today?
Yeah. Well, I think so. We talked about one, right?
Right.
Right. So we talked about the fact that there really needs to be training all the way up, the path, if you will, in a company or in an organization. Right. I also think what we're missing here is bringing employers in at the beginning of workforce training.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, that's what's different. So say a community college can have a state-of-the-art training in information technology, in a healthcare position like phlebotomy or medical interpreter, or even an entry-level advanced manufacturing, right? So we get them 75% of the way there. 75% of the way there. We need the employer to have skin in the game from the beginning to help with that other 25%. And that's what we're really prioritizing right now, is engaging with employers so that we...
Where'd she go? She just dropped out.
She did.
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
How are you? Give her a quick call and tell her to jump back on?
Yeah, I bet she's trying to fix it right now.
Oh, okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm still here.
You are? How was your summer?
My summer was hot and wet. You know, it's been a great summer. I can't complain. I'm here. I'm having a good time. I got a new grandbaby. What else could I want?
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And we were just talking, you know, I'm doing some other work and one of the big things, and you hear this, one of the big things is turnover. People, they don't even quit. They just stop showing up. But we take for granted that people know all these skills.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, isn't it incumbent upon some employers to train the people in the skills they're looking for? Because they may not have the social skills or whatever.
Right.
100 years ago, I worked for Friendly Ice Cream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I worked my way from dishwasher to the grill. And that was the first time somebody handed me, other than when I was in the military, they had these little training manuals, handed me a manual of what was expected from the grill person.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped me understand my job. Rather than here, come on, Moken, how's it going? And blah, blah, blah. Hello, Peter.
How you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm still here.
Good to see you.
Well, at my age, it is good to be seen.
There you go.
We're just talking, you know, I listen, I'm on another project, but I'm hearing all this that what's wrong with, well, I don't know what's wrong with today's judge, but as an employer, here's Maureen back, as an employer, don't you think it's incumbent upon us to show, here's what we expect? You know, and yeah. I don't think enough of that's being done. I think people are just talking to people that I know that are employers. They take for granted, they're my age, they take for granted they have the same work ethic that I had. And I just think what you guys are doing is so beneficial to the entire community.
You'd like to hear that.
Well, no, I mean, if you think about it, employers need to be retrained a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of the work that Marie and Pete and I do is to really make that connection from the employer to our students, to the people coming. I think sometimes our students don't realize that there's all these opportunities for them and that employers are really interested in them. So we're kind of here to make that connection through events and, you know, and networking, things like that.
There's no question the workforce has changed. I mean, mm-hmm. You can say, well, I can't wait till it gets back. It's never going back. You know, I have to preach this to people every day just about. But, you know, we don't want it to go back. We want it to go forward. And I'll say this again. I've said it just about every interview. The military had a saying, when you ran up against the problem, improvise and overcome. And that's what I believe you folks are doing in your position. And I'm going to, Maureen, welcome back. I know you don't have to tell Bill about technology. I've had more kerfuffles this year than I've ever had. And I think a lot of it is I'm a kerfuffle and my computer is a little bit older than all of you put together. But tell us what the purpose of your department is. Who wants to take that on?
I'll start and then I'll have Pete fill in the gaps. Okay. He's really good at that. So workforce and community education has really three primary purposes or missions as a department. I'll start with the easy one. Community education is like personal enrichment. I want to learn how to. These tend to be 2 or 3 hour workshops, anything from I like to learn how to grow tomatoes to I want to learn how to switch a career. I might want to learn QuickBooks. Okay. So the whole, you know, spectrum of I want to learn how to. It's personal enrichment, something that you are of interest to you. The next one is workforce development, which breaks down into two areas. Just individuals looking for workforce training who are unemployed or underemployed. So they're looking to upskill, right? Change careers sometimes, move from one career to another. And those are shorter work training programs, usually 15 weeks in length. You're moving towards an industry-recognized credential. That's a really important component. It's transferable to other, sometimes even industries, depending on what you're getting, but at least even to other areas, geographically, that is. And then also what we do with those programs is try to provide career readiness. This is that professionalism, that professional etiquette, and also job interview skills, resume writing skills, and that component. So, and the other part is corporate training. So that is working with businesses and organizations to either customize certain programs that they would like. So, for example, a bank might want to upskill a whole group of their tellers. They want to improve customer satisfaction. They want to improve customer retention. So they want to support their tellers with a whole new set of skills. So we would work with them on devising a customized program for them. And so the wonderful thing right now is that there is a lot of grant funding coming by way of workforce development. And so working with BCC, an organization or an individual has the opportunity to often have this training for free.
Right.
So that can be good and bad too, right? So as an individual, free is great. Right. But so it's our job to make sure that people coming in for something free, that there's really a good match there. Right. Do you know what you're really getting into? Right. Do you know, or do you have the supports around you at home to be able to commit to a 15-week program? Do you have transportation needs, things like that? So making sure that we really work with individuals in an intake process so that this is the right time, that they have the right supports that they need, and we can provide some supports that may be part of grant funding. So
do you do any on campus stuff?
We do. Yes, we do. Some are hybrid, meaning, for example, today we're starting a community health worker program. Okay.
Okay.
1 week they come to campus. The next week is hybrid or online. And the reason why is that allows flexibility for people who are usually working full time.
Sure.
And looking to upskill, as we say. But some programs you really need to do role playing. When you're learning how to be a community health worker, you need to come in and do role play. We have guest speakers come who are in the field, things like that. Some of the IT programming that we do, they have to come and actually take apart computers. Kind of figure out how to fix the memory boards, right? And the network cards and things like that. So yes, they come to campus. But some are virtual. And that's great because it allows for that flexibility.
If you see my name in one of those computer assignment boards, just scratch me from the program.
Okay. Yeah.
I just realized.
You could be an honorary. We could have you be an honorary participant.
I just found out 3 years ago you can take pictures with your iPhone. So, I mean,
getting there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Cheryl. But, you know, what are you finding when you bring these people in? What are you finding? I'm for lack of a better term, their baseline. Peter, you want to jump on that?
Sure. Let me piggyback a little bit on what Maureen was saying in terms of the programs we look to put together are based off of what is the demand in the county from both at the industry level, but then at the occupational level. So what are the needs for employers? So on the non-credit workforce side, as Maureen was saying, we're developing shorter term programs to get people quickly back into the workforce. So these are people that are a lot of the time career changers. So with the pandemic, I think a lot of people reevaluated their current occupation. And if they're living, not having a livable wage, we're developing programs where people maybe are working, but you know, don't have a career pathway. And then our programming is getting them into high demand industry and occupation based off of talking with employers, a lot of what Charlie does, looking at a lot of labor market information. So we know we're setting up people for success. And then in terms of the people that are coming in, it varies in terms of their background for our workforce programs. As I said earlier, most of them are career changers. They are mostly the adult end as opposed to right out of high school. Some do have a bachelor's degree, but it may be in an unrelated field. Right. They're, like I said, looking to change careers. But we work with everybody as long as they meet the eligibility for our program. And we do a very thorough assessment to make sure it's the right program and they're set up to succeed within the program. For example, if it's something where there's going to be a heavy math component, or do they have the math baseline skill to succeed, finish the program, and hope find employment. So that's part of what our department does as well, is work with each individual person to ensure that they're employed and then retain and then stay employed. So we stay with them post completion of the program.
One of the things that I've said, I think you all have heard me say this on previous, COVID demonstrated one thing, and that was if you had a job, that job could disappear. why I tell people to go to BCC to start a career. A lot of people had jobs. Many of those jobs are gone and probably won't come back. So, or if they do, they'll be at a low scale, low pay situation. So my mantra is go to BCC, talk with people, tell them your desires, your goals, and then start on your career. Don't, you know, it sounds easy, and everybody, and I say this to the audience, I know it does, but they do make it easy. You'll have to put in the work. I'm not going to kid you there. It's a rigorous, don't think it's grade 13, because it isn't. It's college and it's rigorous and there's demands. And find out more. Call 499-4660. Make an appointment. Go out there. Sit down. Make some notes first. What is it you're interested in? What are your strengths? Pete just said, you know, if you're not good in math, you probably don't want to go into engineering, you know? But that doesn't eliminate you from going into other things where there's business math or other kinds of math. And I don't want to preach, but I want to get people to BCC. One, it gave me an opportunity to travel the world. And I was very lucky that I had BCC and I had people supporting me to go to BCC. And, you know, Charlie, you're out in the, did I see you chasing, what's his name yesterday? Were you on North Street? The other guy's part of your, on your team there. Big guy. Were you on North Street?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I was on North Street.
No, okay. Well, I thought it was you. There was some other guy that used to work in the workforce development, or maybe still does. I don't know. And I thought perhaps it was you coming out of what appeared to be a meeting in a bank. So
I don't think so. Maybe I have a lookalike.
Well, I do. It's people usually run from it. But Maureen, again, I don't want to belabor this, but I want the listeners and the viewers to understand what's the most challenging thing you face in your department today?
Yeah, I think what's really challenging is the employer component, right? And I started this a little bit earlier, but we really need employers to be partners with BCC before the trainings begin, meaning when we are designing these curriculum, we need the employers to be a part of these conversations to making sure that these skills are relevant, but also that they're gaining some real world exposure, real life exposure, real job exposure along, whether that be in the form of guest panels, whether that be in the form of good old fashioned field trips to employers, but also that employers are willing to put some skin in the game and take these graduates, if you will, or completers of workforce training into some on-the-job training or intern programs or actual jobs. So I say that partnership, that is probably what we are challenged the most by. We need the employers to come with us along this journey of building this workforce and addressing the workforce shortage that we have.
And it's a reality. It's not some political statement. There really is a workforce short. Everybody I talk to, they're looking for help.
And I think too, Bill, your point about giving us a call and coming and sitting down and figuring out what opportunities are there for you. I think on sort of the student end of things, that it's important for people to understand that there are so many different programs, there's so many different levels of education you can receive here. It's not just associate's degrees, right? You can come and get a certificate out of one of Maureen and Pete's great programs. And maybe that ties into an associate's degree later on.
Yeah,
But that there's lots of different opportunities for people here.
And one of the things and that I think is brilliant is the certificate program. Because that you come in, it doesn't take 2 years to get it. You get a certificate and you're out, ready, making money and having insurance. And all of a sudden now, this is my opinion, you have more self-worth. you're out there, you're following a career, you're starting a career, whatever. But I just, BCC and the certificate program. And the other one, I just have to say, what is it? The hotel hospitality program. Yeah, they wanted me to go for the cooking piece, the back part with the knives and stuff. I said, dude, you don't want me around a knife. You know, you'll have finger food. They'll be my fingers. But those kinds of programs, people start and finish and have careers. And I know I'm beating a career thing, but I got to tell you, I know a lot of people that are walking, or they're my age, their grandkids, their kids, walking around taking day-to-day work, or, you know, because their job, poof, is gone. So what do you think the most demanding career fields in Berkshire County are right now?
When you say demanding, in terms of the employer perspective?
Yeah, from the employer. Who do you
healthcare, particularly behavioral health, mental health.
Yeah. Yep.
A social assistance type programming. Yeah.
Yeah, and addiction. And you guys have an addiction certificate program, I believe. And from that, you can carry that on to an associate, to a degree in psychology, social work, whatever. So these are real things. And how do they get a hold of you guys? The people say they're looking now and they want to find out. They have only got a short period of time, but it's my understanding that maybe if they get within the next few days. And again, I apologize. I'll take the heat. Because this is an election year, we are 1 week behind doing this program, and I apologize. How do they get a hold of you if they're calling up and they're looking for people to talk to? Would it be through the one stop? I don't know what the new protocol is.
There's multiple ways. So they can go onto the website and they can click on the top left-hand portion of the webpage. It says workforce training.
Oh, cool.
And that will show them where to go. Let Pete share our phone number, but then we also have an email address too, if people are more comfortable just asking questions through email. But Pete?
Yeah. So on the workforce side, the phone number would be 413-236-2122. And as Maureen said, I mean, the college's website is obviously the landing point for all BCC related programs.
Right. Yeah.
And then obviously, yeah, if you're interested in going for an associate degree, the one stop is the way to go. And the information is on the website, berkshirecc.edu. I do want to put Bill, a quick plug in before wrap up. On the community ed side of the house, we do have an upcoming workshop next Thursday, so a week from today, in the evening from 6 to 8, where we have, it's a bookkeeping and tax organization workshop. So it's, we heard from small businesses and from individuals themselves that they struggle, but they don't know where to start in terms of balancing their books. So we're bringing in a local accountant from Pittsfield, actually a BCC alum, Drew Armstrong, and he's going to be leading a workshop here on campus next Thursday from 6 to 8. So again, information from that can be found on our website, berkshirecc.edu. And then to get to our page, it's /workshop or our workforce.
And folks, if you're watching this, that's tomorrow night.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, because it's.
It'll be tomorrow night. By the way, if you're going to do that, Peter, if you're into that, I'll be sending my checkbook out. And if you can balance it, you get a CPA in Massachusetts. I'm one of those people that labor under, if I got checks, I got to have money.
Gotcha.
So I can't thank you enough. And I mean this, for your involvement in trying to develop a workforce for the 21st, 22nd century. And I think that's so needed. But Maureen and I were talking early on before you guys joined us about employers have to understand there is a change in the employee base in the pool. You can fight it all you want, but it's better to learn from it. And I can't think of any better people to teach than you guys. And I mean,
And, we can really help employers. We can help employers help their teams, their supervisors. So come to us, right? This is what we're in the business of doing.
Yeah, it's a new era, improvise and overcome. And these people can help you improvise and overcome. And I can't thank you guys enough for being on. Have a great semester. I've spoken with Adam Klepetar, and he's talking about lifting the restraining order so I can come on campus. So
we can sneak you in the back way.
Good idea. Thank you so much, and be well, Charlotte and Maureen. Thank you so much for this, and thank you for all you're doing for this community.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure,
folks. We gotta go. I say this every time. God bless, and today, do something for somebody else. It'll mean a lot. Take care. Bye bye.